This is the Main Money Show with Craig Dixon of the Investment Executives Capital Advisory Group. Join Craig as he addresses your financial concerns and provides helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your financial goals. And now, here is Craig Dixon of the Main Money Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Main Money Show. My name is Craig Dixon from Investment Executives Capital Advisory Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 855-625-3736, or you can visit us on our website, theinvestmentexecutives.org. Are you one of those lucky people who jumps out of bed every weekday morning fired up to get to work? Well, maybe you find your work challenging and rewarding, or maybe your coworkers are also your friends, or maybe you just like having a purpose and a routine. If that sounds like you, the idea of early retirement probably isn't on your radar, and, well, that's just fine. But if you often have moments when you pause at your desk and think about retirement and more time to travel, more time with the grandkids, more time to finally try all those things you don't have time for right now, well, you may be one of those folks with a keen eye on early retirement. So if you're currently in your 50s, you're probably a decade to a decade and a half-ish away from the point at which most folks do retire. And that means leaving your career now would mean you're jumping into early retirement, which is kind of exciting, but also there's some risk there. So during our show today, what we're going to do is highlight and talk about some of the most critical things you should know if you think early retirement might be an option for you. But before I do that, let me introduce my amazing co-host, Mr. MarkTurcotte.com. Well, it's actually MarkTurcotte.com, who I'm still hoping will sign a 50-year contract that prevents his early retirement. Are you willing to do that?
Well, Craig, I certainly don't have any plans to retire soon, but I'm not sure I can commit to 50 years as co-host of the Main Money Show.
That is a long time.
It is. Maybe I can do, let's do another 25.
Ooh, that's
and
good.
Then we'll revisit this.
I'll take that.
All right. It sounds like you have a great topic for us today, and I think it's easy for anyone to think to themselves, all right, I have enough money saved up for retirement, so what else do I really need to know? But I'm guessing from your comment that early retirement potentially has both excitement and risk, that you're going to throw us a few retirement planning curveballs today.
Well, I am indeed, but let me emphasize that today's show won't try and talk anyone, out of early retirement. And like many other parts of building a financial strategy, early retirement is a good move for some and obviously unwise for others. And there's an AARP article, 10 Things No One Tells You About Early Retirement, and it has some potentially useful information. The article is available at aarp.org. Many of us probably dream about retiring, at least from time to time. The article notes that just 11% of current workers who are younger than 60 actually plan to retire early. So it'll be interesting if a year or two from now, a new batch of stats tell us that 11% number has dropped even lower because of our ongoing bout of inflation. But Medicare, which at the moment provides health care coverage for more than 61 million Americans, well, that doesn't begin until age 65 for most folks. So that means if you leave your workforce prior to 65, you'll have to find a health care bridge that takes you to Medicare, and that seems to be an obstacle for a lot of people.
Yeah, and you don't need to be a financial wizard to know that healthcare is expensive, especially as we age.
Yeah, that's an understatement. But while your health insurance premiums can't rise higher than 8.3% of your household income, according to current law, you're still likely going to cringe when you see some of the prices. Obviously, so for example, if your household income is $50,000, a mid-level silver plan will cost you around $350 a month or just more than $4,000 a year. And, you know, unfortunately for some people, a mid-level plan isn't going to provide anything they really need. And the more coverage you need, obviously, the more it's going to cost you. So you're kind of in a pickle there.
Yeah. And if I can offer a brief recap here, if you're kicking around the idea of retiring early, you should work with your financial services professional to make sure you have a good strategy in place for all of your healthcare needs.
Yes, sir. And additionally, for some folks, the retiring early means they end up tapping into their nest egg a little bit too soon, which can have negative consequences on providing an income throughout their retirement. And if you leave your job before you turn 59 and a half, well, then you may be staring at a 10% early withdrawal penalty from certain tax-deferred accounts. So that's like things like your 401k, traditional IRAs. And, well, you might be able to take some steps that allow you to take IRA money before you're, you know, before you turn 59 and a half. Not closely adhering to all the rules for doing so could mean you end up getting hit with large penalties. And if you don't have a Roth IRA, which is funded with after-tax money, you'll need to be prepared to hand the government a percentage of the amount you would draw from your traditional account. So, for example, if you took, like, let's say $20,000 out of your IRA before you turned 59 and a half, and you're in, let's say, the 15% federal income tax bracket, you'll be looking at around $5,000 in taxes and penalties, and that's quite a hit to that 20 grand. Extrapolating a bit further, well, that means your $20,000 is down to a mere $15,000, and that's really a big dent. You know, $5,000's a lot.
Of course. You know, potentially losing $5,000 of their money when making that kind of withdrawal is probably enough to convince a lot of people not to do it. Speaking personally, if I may.
You may.
Devising a comprehensive pre-Medicare health plan and also being certain that you have sufficient cash to avoid dipping into your tax-deferred retirement accounts are good reasons to work with a financial services professional. Any last thoughts before we take a quick break, Craig?
As usual, Mark, listeners can visit my website, theinvestmentexecutives.org, or call my office, 855-625-3736, with any questions about, you know, tax strategies for their retirement, their overall retirement goals, and their hopes for their financial strategy and possibly early retirement.
All right. That'll do it for segment one. We'll be back with segment two right after this.
Welcome back to the Main Money Show. My name's Craig Dixon from Investment Executives Capital Advisory Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during the show, give me a call at 855-625-3736 or visit us online at theinvestmentexecutives.org. During the show today, we've been discussing some of the things you should understand before you draw any final conclusions before retiring early. And truthfully, some folks might sail through early retirement with the wind firmly at their back, while others may find early retirement includes roadblocks that, you know, make the whole thing seem more like a nightmare than a dream, you know?
Yeah. This has been an excellent show so far. What do you have for us in segment two?
Well, segment two, we're going right back at it with the AARP article, 10 Things No One Tells You About Early Retirement. And the next thing it tells us is that retiring early may also mean you're giving up some of the upside of compounding interest. So when it comes to saving the money you need for retirement, time itself is potentially your best friend. So let's consider some numbers. And while you're between age 25 and 55, if you save $250 a month, which is $3,000 a year, you'll have in the ballpark of $237,000 when you officially retire. And that's presuming you don't make any withdrawals and also assuming that you make an average of 6% yearly on your investments. And that's a great return on your $90,000 investment, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. But what happens to those numbers if a person retires at a more traditional age?
So if you retired when you were 65, let's say, instead of 55, you're providing yourself another 10 years, another decade of compounding interest. And so in that scenario, your $250 a month will provide you with around $464,000, almost double what it would have been when you were 55. And that's because an extra 10 years of savings adds $30,000 to your nest egg. And obviously that's like a significant advantage comes from the interest that you earn, not only on your principal, but the interest you'll see on the interest that's already accumulated. So the interest on top of the interest, it just obviously keeps on compounding.
And that's why we call you Compound Craig.
That's right.
You know, I think I've always wrapped my head around the idea of compounding interest, but whenever I see hard numbers like the ones you just provided, I'm still a little stunned at just how important it can really be.
It's a big deal just getting started early, you know, 20 versus age 30 or something like that. But the next part of early retirement that you may want to consider, or that we haven't considered previously, is that you may very well have a long life ahead of you. And according to the AARP article, the one I referenced earlier there a couple times, today a woman who retires when she turns 55 will need her savings to last about 29 years on average. So compare that to the roughly 20 and a half years she'd need from her savings if she retired at age 65. So a man who leaves the workforce at 55 will need his savings to last a little bit over 25 years as opposed to the roughly 18 years he'd need if he retired at 65. So it definitely extends your years that you need to have that money built up in order to sustain your lifestyle. But get a load of this stat. if a couple makes it to age 65, there's a 25% chance one of them will live to age 98.
Wow.
98.
A longer life means you're going to need plenty of money.
Yeah. So just as you may live longer than you expect, you're also likely to spend more money in retirement than you anticipated. A lot of financial services professionals tell their clients to expect spending about 80% as much in retirement as they did when they were still working. So considering, you know, a lot of expenses that come with your job, so gas, for example, go away when you retire, that 80% number is probably pretty accurate. Depends on how conservative your lifestyle is. But there are some nuances you should also consider and kind of factor into the whole equation. So in the first months of retirement, it's common for new retirees to spend quite a bit on things like travel, home repairs, upgrades, maybe some relocation expenses. In many cases, those expenses will shrink, if not vanish, later in retirement. But before that point, they can take a bite out of their savings early on and really put a dent in things.
Yeah, and you're mentioning home projects just now is a reminder that if you're considering early retirement, it may be a good move to have a plan for your retirement housing.
Yeah, exactly. And heading into retirement without, you know, the burden of a mortgage is a priority for a lot of my clients, though making it happen can be really, really challenging, really difficult, especially if you have a large mortgage and maybe you're in a place where you can't sell your house. I don't know. There's a lot of factors that kind of come into play. But as we go back and reference the article, 44% of retired homeowners between age 60 and 70 still have a mortgage. And that's according to that article there. And don't forget that even if you you begin retirement without a mortgage, the costs that come with home ownership don't go away just because you're retired. One common, you know, piece of advice urges homeowners to save 1% of their home's purchase price each year to handle the expenses that come with replacements and repairs and updates and all that stuff. But more specifically, that would mean saving about, you know, $3,500 on a $350,000 home. So if you know the value of your house, earmark that 1% for when you get into retirement.
Yeah, so crafting a financial strategy for your home, whether it's paying off the mortgage before you retire or shifting gears to a smaller and potentially less expensive home after you retire, is yet another solid reason to work with a financial services professional.
I agree wholeheartedly, especially when you remember that finding extra income after you've retired can be easier said than done. And well, there's like, I think the number was like 74% of workers note that they plan to keep earning a paycheck after they retire. And 27% of retirees reported they were able to keep a paycheck coming after they were retired, according to the AARP article. And for a lot of retirees, not finding a part-time job often comes down to an inability to commit to the sometimes rigid schedules that a lot of employers sometimes require. And still other retirees are unable to land a part-time gig because of family commitments or travel plans or what have you. In the end, a wise course of action for a lot of folks is to work with a financial services professional to build a strategy that prioritizes creating enough retirement income to make working part-time unnecessary. That's the best scenario you can have right there.
And that's all the time we have for this segment. We'll be back shortly with more conversation about what you should know if you're considering early retirement.
Welcome back to the Main Money Show. My name's Craig Dixon from Investment Executives Capital Advisory Group. If you'd like more information about what you hear during the show, give us a call 855-625-3736. Or visit us online at theinvestmentexecutives.org.
And during today's show, we've been looking into some of the essential things that people who are contemplating early retirement should know before they make any final choices. If you feel good about your financial strategy, early retirement may mean more time relaxing and enjoying your family. But if your financial strategy is still a work in progress, early retirement could make your coming years more challenging. What do you have next for us, Craig?
So once again, Mark, the 10 things no one tells you about early retirement from the AARP article, they're suggesting that those considering early retirement should be fully aware that they'll have a lot more free time after they stop working. On the surface, I guess that sounds ideal, right? That's all why we're going into retirement, to have some more time for ourselves. But it might come with some hurdles. After all, heading to the office each morning likely ate up at least 40 hours of your weekly calendar for decades. But when you retire, you're suddenly faced with filling all that time. And at first, some extra games of pickleball or, you know, catching up on all those classic films you always wanted to watch. And taking more road trips will probably make you wonder why you waited as long as you did to retire, or the invention you got sitting in the garage that you thought would be a great idea and make $1 million. But eventually, you know, the newness wears off. And if one of the reasons you're pondering early retirement is because you want to spend more time with your grandkids, don't forget that they'll soon be in school and you won't have that time anyway. They're going to be spending time there. You're going to be spending time at home trying to figure out what to do, I think, sometimes. And again, the point of today's show isn't to talk you out of early retirement. I just want to make it clear that while a big part of retirement planning is financial, part of the planning process must also consider your emotional and social needs and your time that seems so abundant that may not be.
Yeah, it's easy to see how the social part of a career can be overlooked during the retirement planning process. Even if your job doesn't always make you completely happy, or you and your coworkers don't always agree on everything, it's likely that at least some of the folks you work with are people you look forward to chatting with and spending some time with. And if you work at a place that encourages group meals and outings, those may also be things that positively contribute to your health and happiness.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. But remember that when you're working with a financial services professional, you should share a full picture of the travel, hobbies, and other activities you want to pursue in retirement. That way, you know, they can help you build those factors right into your financial strategy with the goal of providing the money you need to enjoy them without running out of money for the later years. And I can tell you from personal experience that a client who is genuinely enjoying retirement is a client who's more likely to come into my office for regular meetings while also sticking to their financial strategy. You know, we've created something that works. Obviously, they want to keep it working and they want to keep on path for the goals they've met.
Yeah, and I know you've told us a bit about social isolation before, but can you tell us more about planning for the possibility of social isolation? Because that's something people sometimes overlook.
I think that's a big thing because, like I said earlier, work is such a big part of your social interaction, I think, with the 40-plus hours a week. But if you retire at 55 or 56, whatever it is, there's a decent chance your spouse and a lot of your friends will still have at least a handful of years left at their job. So that means without a strategy, you could end up spending your weekdays sitting in the basement watching reruns of Happy Days or, let's see, Three's Company or, you know, I mean, that's great. But who wants all that all the time? But additionally, I'm getting off on a little tangent there. I'm reminiscing about all my old, you know,
it sounds like you, TV you'd shows enjoy that something like that.
Ah, I think I would. But additionally, if you retire a bit earlier than most folks, many of the new friendships you build through, I don't know, like new hobbies or volunteering, those may well be with people who are quite a bit older than you. Well, that may not be much of a problem for you. It's something you should definitely think about.
To your point of retiring while your spouse still has several years to go in their career, which seems like something that could really be a challenge for couples.
And don't forget that there aren't just challenges when one spouse retires and the other spouse keeps working. When both spouses are eventually retired, it'll bring about an entirely new lifestyle. If one or both spouses worked outside the home, that means, you know, they had a break from each other throughout the week to kind of do their own thing, like you've had throughout your entire working career. Now that's suddenly ended, but during retirement, you're together every day. And that means it may be wise for each person to find a hobby or activity that doesn't include their spouse. So you have your separate time, you have your together time, just like you did in your working years, which isn't to imply that the secret to a happy marriage is to spend as much time away from each other as you can, but some occasional me time now and then is probably pretty healthy for most couples.
Yeah, and if someone is considering early retirement, what questions would you recommend they ask their financial services professional?
Well, I think to me, an open and thorough conversation with your financial services pro before you make any final decisions about retirement is obviously a critical move. That's my theory anyway. And the first question you should ask is whether you can genuinely, you know, afford to stop working. Can you do it? And this is where the fact that a financial services professional is there to tell you the truth, not just what you want to hear, that's the most important piece. And after that, you should talk about whether you'll need a part-time job during your retirement, how you'll address your healthcare costs, like we talked about. That's a big gap for a lot of people and a big preventer of early retirement for a lot of people as well. But what you'll do to fill up your new free time should be a conversation, and how your personal vision for retirement meshes with your spouse's vision.
This has been a great show, Craig. Do you have anything else for us before we sign off?
Well, I'd like to tell everybody out there listening, you know, if you'd like to talk about anything we discussed on today's show or your retirement goals, please visit my website, theinvestmentexecutives.org, or call my office, 855-625-3736, and we can discuss how we might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns and even schedule a time, no obligation, to kind of come up with your plan for an early retirement or a regular retirement.
And that concludes another episode of the Main Money Show with Craig Dixon from the Investment Executives Capital Advisory Group and me, your co-host, Mark Turcotte. Join us again next week for another episode of the Main Money Show.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Investment Executives Capital Advisory Group and staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Investment Executives Capital Advisory Group makes no representations as to their accuracy or completeness. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Gradient Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Gradient Securities, LLC. An SEC registered investment advisor, offers investment advisory services under the DBA of Gradient Wealth Management. Gradient Securities, LLC and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Insurance products and services are offered through Investment Executives, Inc. Investment Executives Capital Advisory Group and Investment Executives, Inc. are not affiliated with Gradient Securities, LLC and are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency.